paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2 taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, some of you were planning on going to the SEC tournament today. No longer going to happen. And my brother texted me last night. He had tickets to the Tennessee-Alabama game today, and he had tickets to three Grizzlies games coming up over the course of, like, the next 3 weeks. Did not go well. Not going to be using any of those tickets, and I think...
Well, he lucked out on the Tennessee-Alabama game.
Well, he's going to get his money back on the SEC tournament.
He will.
Will he get his money back on the Grizzlies tickets?
I don't know.
That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know if we...
That as well.
That's another person I want to hear to speak to is Adam Silver. I haven't seen anything from him yet. As far as, like, outside of statements, like, I would like to see him have a press conference or something and answer questions like that.
Players get paid on game revenue.
Yes.
So a guy signs a $20 million contract. Will he miss out on all those game checks? I mean, because the team's not getting any revenue for those games. There's no TV. There's no turnstile money.
And that's why I wonder, like, if you're the NBA, I know a lot of people have talked about when the NBA does come back, do you just shorten the regular season and go right into the playoffs? And if I'm a player, especially on a team that's not making the playoffs and I'm getting paid by game, I say, no,
absolutely not.
Yeah, what if I have an incentive in my contract that I was always injury prone and all of a sudden you play 70 games, we pay you this amount of money, and now all of a sudden you don't get those 70, 75 games.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of money to a lot of people on the line here. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it. And then we had a caller bring up the idea of playing 5-game series in the playoffs.
I like that.
Later. And I like that idea too. But the leagues may not like giving up, you know, all that money from those two extra games per series. There's a reason they play 7-game series, and it's not just to balance and make sure the best team gets through.
Right. I mean, there's money involved in pretty much every aspect of these decisions, which is why I think when you're the NBA, a lot of people have said that they've overreacted to this. They're losing money on this. I mean, this is not something that they do and take lightly. I mean, this is a decision that they're almost forced to make.
That's why, like, I think you're in denial at this point if you think this is an overreaction, because the Ivy League has canceled everything. And let's face it, those are some of the very smartest people in our country. The NBA has shut down. The NHL is likely to shut down. The NCAA tournament, if it goes on, is not going to have fans. The remainder of all the conference tournaments is not going to have fans. So we're saying that all of these people who all run these leagues are just panic-stricken and making these decisions when they're all in contact with health officials and the CDC and experts. So they're all ignoring all these people who are telling them not to do anything and just panicking and not doing it. No, health officials are telling them, You need to shut this down.
Yeah.
We got to get this thing under control. They're following the guidelines of medical experts.
Yeah.
And in a global pandemic, which we are in, I think that's a pretty good community to listen to right now. Kind of like if that asteroid's coming to Earth, I think I want to listen to NASA.
Go get Bruce Willis.
That's right. We need Bruce Willis and we need NASA. Okay. I'm not going to ask a doctor how to stop an asteroid. Okay. But I am going to ask him, what do we do about coronavirus? I'm going to listen to him.
That's right. That's right. We have a surprise guest, Corey.
Nice.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic has called in, my fellow Smash Brother that you can listen to here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on Friday nights from 6 to 7. Adam, what's going on, brother?
I'm good, guys. I'm in my Toronto hotel room awaiting the league's next move. I was getting ready to head over to the rink for morning skate, but as I'm sure you all have already
discussed, canceled.
The NHL has advised all teams not conduct meetings, practices, morning skates today. So we're all in a holding pattern right now.
Adam, it seemed to Corey and I that it's almost, I don't want to say a foregone conclusion, but we think it's very likely the NHL is going to follow the lead of the NBA and suspend their season maybe as soon as today with the announcements that they may have this afternoon. What direction do you see this going?
I can't imagine a scenario in which the NHL decides that it's a good idea to play games. I mean, you saw, and I'm sure you've been discussing all morning, just how quickly the NBA went from Rudy Gobert has coronavirus or might have coronavirus to the season suspended until further notice. I can't imagine the NHL, with the time that they've taken to make this decision, because they made a statement last night that said, we'll make a decision tomorrow. I can't imagine that whomever they're speaking to is going to say that it's a good idea to play games. And I also can't imagine a scenario where some teams cancel games and others keep playing. For example, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Canada does not have the same number of people that have tested positive for coronavirus, at least those that have been publicly reported.
Right.
But I can't imagine a scenario, again, in which they think it's okay for the Predators and Maple Leafs to play tonight. You know, I imagine the team is sitting at their hotel, which is a few blocks from the arena, awaiting the next move, as we all are. But I would think it would be incredibly irresponsible and dangerous to the health of the players, the media, the spectators, if they were allowed in the building to hold a game when we have the information that we now have.
Adam, the date we're kind of picking on right now is April 1. That's the date that the Capitol building in Washington is closed till Major League Baseball thinks they're going to start their season on time. So we're kind of thinking that if they shut things down now, that in the next 2 to 3 weeks that our country is going to have a good grasp on this thing and the spread of this thing and containing this thing. So if hockey's not gone yet, but let's just say everybody comes back around April 1, what does that mean?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm curious to see what the league decides to do, because there's every team roughly has about 10 games left, 10 to 12 games. I'd be curious if they were to just start the playoffs. And if that were the case, based on points percentage, the Predators would make the playoffs.
Yep.
They would be the first wild card team in the Western Conference if the season were to end and they were to award playoff spots based on points percentage. You know, and that way, you know, I believe, you know, the playoffs, the NHL playoffs are scheduled to start, I believe, April 8th. So if the season were to, you know, be postponed until April 1st and they were to just decide, you know, to start the playoffs, you know, you're on the right. You're still on the same track in terms of timing, probably.
Yeah, you give everybody a week to practice then.
Yeah, exactly. Similarly to when the NHL lockout in 2013 ended, they had like a week training camp,
mm-hmm.
like a week-long training camp before the season started in January of 2013. So that's a good point, Corey. I'd be curious if they just say, okay, take the next week to practice, and then we'll start the playoffs on time. I mean, that's one thing. Of course, the teams that are out of the playoffs are 1 point out or 2 points out.
Yeah, they're
going to throw tantrums. But, I mean, you've seen other leagues, other hockey leagues specifically in Europe, cancel their seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. Multiple countries have done that. I believe the Swiss League just decided to do that either yesterday or today. So, you know, I'd be curious if they just think that this ends the regular season, and if they can get things under control by the 1st of April, as you said, they just start the playoffs, and, or just, you know, take a week, let teams get back into a rhythm, and then start the playoffs on April 8th, which is the scheduled first day of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Adam, I know you haven't had a chance to be around the team since all of this news came out, specifically last night when it came out, but just from the simple policies that had been taking effect the last few days, changing the media policies, how much of a topic of conversation do you think the coronavirus has been among the players, among the coaching staff? We had Dan Lambert join us earlier in the show and said, you know, quite honestly, up until the last 48 hours, we hadn't talked about it a whole lot. But now it's obviously going to be something where they're sitting there in Toronto in a hotel room, presumably right now, waiting to see whether or not they play a game. It's just been amazing how quickly this has all kind of devolved to this point.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they're not be getting a crash course in coronavirus right now, and the necessary steps to avoid contracting it, or if, you know, God forbid, one of the players has it, you know, passing it to somebody else. You know, Tuesday in Montreal was an interesting day, because that was the first day that the Predators use the new media policies. And, you know, after the game, there was, you know, a rope, you know, around a certain section of the of the area at Bell Center outside the Predators' dressing room, and there was a little box, and Roman Josi and Ryan Johansson, UC Saros and Philip Forsberg, and even John Hines, you know, were standing on this little box and basically having to shout at us so that we could hear their responses to our questions. I mean, at one point, because the area near the visiting dressing room at Bell Center is right by the loading dock, you know, as the equipment trucks are backing up and the doors are opening, you know, the metal doors, you know, John Hines started shouting, like, because he noticed that there was noise happening around him that was making it hard to hear. So he actually raised his voice, and I tried not to snicker just because I thought it was, you know, it's just an incredible situation. I mean, to think where we've come in such a short amount of time, like, just the idea a week ago that, you know, at first it was, oh, we're not allowed in the dressing room, you know, and now it's like...
Yeah, that joint statement was a big deal. I mean, when all four leagues came out together, we were like, holy cow, this is unprecedented. And that's nothing now.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, now you have the most global, I mean, I would imagine, I don't know if it's the most global sport, but I would say it's definitely one or two of the biggest global sports in the NBA, you know, suspending its season until further notice. I mean... It would be incredible. As I said before, it would be incredibly irresponsible of the National Hockey League to go forth with their season knowing what we know.
It's going to be really interesting to see what decision they make earlier or later today. I think we might have an idea based on some of these reports about morning skates and practices being canceled. That does not give me very good hope that they're going to continue to play games as they move forward here, at least for the next little bit. Adam Vinken from The Athletic has been our guest. Adam, thanks so much for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be safe.
You too.
Reading now that Bob Pockris from Fox Sports is reporting that the March 22nd Homestead race has been postponed.
Wow.
And that's all guys who are in their cars.
Yeah. By themselves.
By themselves. Yeah.
This is going to be, I mean, we haven't even talked about the MLS yet. I mean, they've got to make a decision on this as well.
Someone asked us, we had a caller that asked about NASCAR.
Yeah,
I've never heard anything about NASCAR.
No, that's just it's just right there. They're gonna. They said the race is postponed. They're deciding whether to hold the race without fans. I would think,
but
that would be a sport you could do.
You would think
on TV,
but that's what I'm curious about.
I mean,
about.
It's not like anybody goes to the races anymore anyway.
That's true. Not a whole lot.
Wow, did I just say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Wow.
Yes,
you have people really mad at you, Corey.
Yeah, I know. But look, NASCAR used to be huge.
Yeah,
we can all see the stands now. We all can embrace reality.
That's true.
They've got a battle going on.
When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Hal Gill from the Preds Radio Network will join us at 9:30. We'll get into some of this with him as well. If you've got thoughts on how the NHL should approach the coronavirus, how the NBA already has, give us a call, 615-737-1025. We'll take your text messages, too, at 615-737-1025. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.